if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Yeah, a little off bad or something other.
Or you say, say, I feel just a little...
Just feel a little bit...
You say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
Bad.
Or... Maybe a little worried or a little...
Worried.
Or a little...
A little worried. You feel worried or you feel... You can feel bad.
You wouldn't say you felt easy about it.
No.
You'd say you felt...
No, bad or worried.
Uh-huh.
I know. It worries me or something. That
mm-hmm. Or you might say, oh, it's going to be all right. Just don't.
Yes. You say that could be all right. It may be all right.
Just don't.
I'll say, well, I'm worried about so-and-so, but...
And someone will tell you just not to...
Yeah, not to worry. Not, it's going to be all right.
Uh-huh. And, say someone leaves a lot of money on the table, goes outside and doesn't even lock the door. You'd say he's mighty... With his money?
Yeah. Careless.
Uh-huh.
He's mighty careless.
And you must say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Yeah. Off or something, uh-huh. Nothing.
Any other words?
That kind of acts all crazy, like.
Uh-huh. What about queer or
queer? Queer, uh-huh.
Huh?
Mightn't be losing her mind.
What?
She looks queer or something. She acts queer.
What does that mean?
Well, she just ain't out herself. Don't mm-hmm. act like herself. And people will notice it, you know, when they don't, when they get that like that.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever say that she is a queer? Would you ever?
How?
You say she's a queer?
Yes,
you
can say that so-and-so is queer.
Wait, did you ever say she is a queer? Do you ever say? Use the word that way.
Yeah. No, I don't think I have.
Huh?
I don't think I have.
Uh-huh.
But I think that would be right.
Mm-hmm. Someone who makes up his own mind and then there's no use arguing with him, you can't make him change his mind. You
no.
say that he's mighty.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'd just say, well, he acts mighty queer and all, but I don't know. But might could be something wrong with him.
Uh-huh. Or say, say, someone who wants to do things his way and won't listen to you at all.
Yeah.
You tell him, don't be so...
Yeah, don't be so careless and...
Would you ever use the word, bullheaded or ornery or stubborn?
Yeah, bullheaded. Yeah, I'll say somebody, you know, is so bullheaded, just went ahead and done that, you know, mm-hmm. so-and-so, whatever it were, that maybe we didn't think that they belonged to do,
mm-hmm.
but they was going to do it anyhow,
uh-huh.
and went ahead and done it.
And somebody that you can't joke with at all without him losing his temper, you'd say that he's mighty...
Yeah, he's high-tempered.
Uh-huh. And say if there's one subject that he won't let you talk about, you'd say him.
Yeah.
Now don't tease him about that.
Yeah,
when it comes to that, he's still...
Yeah.
He's still mighty...
Yeah, still goes along, I reckon, with it, for it.
Uh-huh. No, if there's one thing, if you can't tease him about something, maybe something...
Yeah, he don't want you to tease him about it.
Yeah, you'd say he's... Don't mention that to him. He's mighty...
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah.
Did you ever say touch us or touchy or...
Yeah, what?
Touch us or touchy?
Yeah, touch us. Yeah, real touch us.
Uh-huh.
He's real touch us. He don't want you to say nothing.
Uh-huh.
He don't like for you to mention nothing to him.
Uh-huh.